You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Who is the worst stranger to have to sit next to at events or community tables? You know what I'm talking about? Like when you go and you have assigned seating, you have to sit next to somebody you don't know.
You have Weddings. No idea who you're going to be paired with. Right.
Yes. So, you know, it's funny because I was working an event where I was hosting and I was emceeing. So I had the roster of people to bring up to the podium and my notes and all that. And a representative from the town sat next to me. And I didn't know who she was. And, you know, so I introduced myself. I'm like, oh, hi. You know, she introduced herself. And then she became very bossy.
Oh.
And she started, like, telling me to, like, who I should bring up next. And I should change the order of speaking. And I should introduce this person by this title. And I was like, then I reintroduced myself again.
I was like, I'm the host. Right.
I got this. Like,
right. And I've done a few of these before. I have an itinerary.
I know what I'm doing.
I've met with the people that actually organized this thing. Who are you again?
Yeah. So,
Thank you, Miss Mayor.
And I think sometimes, like, who are the most annoying people to sit next to? And I was like, sometimes the know-it-alls, the ones that everything you say, they know it better.
Yes.
And you're like, they're strangers to you, right? So, who is the worst person to sit next to at an event?
Well, for me, I mean, an easy layup is just the sick person, right? Like, I mean, not, and I don't mean generally ill, obviously. I mean, the person who's like sneezy, snotty, phlegmy, coughing everything that day. And it's like, you don't know whether or not to tell them, hey, badge of honor for showing up and all that. Or you need to be like, you know, listen, you could have just stayed home.
Right.
You know, and it's really uncomfortable, right? Like, you want to be polite. You want to be, you know, welcoming to somebody. At the same time, you're just like, ew, gross. Like, you know, like, I got ready for this day. I've got to make it through this long day. I can't have you killing me with whatever it is that you carried into this place.
Oh, it's true.
Yes.
The sick person is difficult. I'm trying to decide, would I rather sit next to somebody who clearly has the flu?
Yeah.
Or the bossy mayor?
I don't think I could sit next to the bossy person who, again, is telling you how to do your job.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? And you're there for the community. It's not like you're there for this person.
I don't. Dave, what do you think? Who's the worst stranger to sit next to at an event?
The person who overshares or kind of, you know, just talks about a lot of their personal problems at a public event. I feel like that's the worst to be next to.
It's awkward. So when somebody confides in you or says something and you don't know them well, you realize that they just need to talk to somebody about it. But if someone is sitting next to me, and this has happened to me oddly many times, and they're like, you know, my father's got liver cancer, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's terrible.
That's a little left field.
Yeah. You don't really know how to react because your first thing is like, oh my, and you want to be there for them, but you don't know this person.
Yeah, no, you're like, I have a lot going on in my life too. I can't take this on. That doesn't make you a terrible person.
That's the
stranger trauma dump. That's a thing. And then, you know, again, like you said, fine line. Does this person really need somebody to talk to? Or is this person just like, you know, crazy?
Well, one of those people. It's like, it's part of their persona.
Yes.
That they always have a problem and they always have to share it to create a connection.
And it's bigger. It's bigger than everybody else's problem.
Yeah.
So big.
I will tell you that I'd rather sit next to the trauma dumper, though, than the bossy mayor, town official who's telling me how to do my job.
Well, sometimes the trauma dumping is actually interesting, too, at the same time, right? You're like, whoa, this is what's going on with you. They share a few things, and then all of a sudden you're like, you know what? I'm going to let this secret out of the bag. Here we go.
Yeah. Who do you think is the worst person to sit next to, the type of person to sit next to at events? 1-800-330-9999. Is there anything more awkward than when you have to go to any kind of social function, whether it's a work networking event or maybe even a wedding? And you have to sit with strangers in assigned seating because you sit next to the strangest people sometimes.
Mm. We've got one of those coming up in a few weeks, as a matter of fact.
Oh, my gosh. Who are they going to seat us next to at that thing?
I don't know. It could be terrible.
on our text line. Somehow I always get seated next to my sister's husband at these things. I can't stand the guy. Your brother-in-law?
You know what? Sometimes it's the one you know versus the one you don't, right?
Danielle, who is the worst type of person to sit next to at these social gatherings?
A smelly person. Oh. Whether it's bad breath or they just reek. Mm-hmm. How do you escape?
Yeah. You know what? So listen, sounds terrible, but you know how like when some people hang their clothes and the clothes just, they don't dry the same way? It smells dank, mm-hmm. right? I can't stand sitting next to the person that's dank because it automatically affects my opinion of them. And here's the thing. They're just hanging their clothes. I don't know whether they're trying to save energy or they're trying to be good to the planet or, you know, they want their blacks to stay black. I don't know.
Or maybe they didn't properly dry their clothing.
But it just smells dank, and I can't stand that. Like, to me, I'd rather have BO next to me than the dank clothing smell.
The BO, though, is always so strange because you don't know how to address it. It's like the elephant in the room.
Do they know?
Yeah.
Do they not know? Did they forget today?
Do they have some kind of medical condition?
Is this overly stressful for them? Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know, Danielle.
I feel bad for people that have really bad halitosis.
Yeah. Yes, well, the bad breath. Right.
Sometimes I panic that that's me because I drink so much coffee all the time. And I always, like, I'm always the person that's, like, shying away because I'm like, wait a minute, do I need a breath mint? Does my breath stink?
Sometimes you need a breath mint.
I know. Just tell me. I want someone to tell me.
Yeah, I mean, what good is it going to do me to tell you?
Lori, worst type of person to sit next to at a big event?
Somebody that just will not stop talking about nothing. They'll go on and on about these facts or supposed facts. You know, a lot of times you know that they're not true, and they just keep talking and talking. And they won't shut up.
The person that remarks about everything that's going on around you.
Yeah.
Mr. or Mrs. Obvious also drives me a little bit nuts. And those that want to be over friendly with the staff. Like this waiter doesn't want to talk to you. This server doesn't want to conversate with you. They want to go on about their job. You're not going to change their life by telling them how good they are at bringing out the bread and the butter. You're not.
You know who entertains me, though, at these events? The gossip, the one that shares all the dirt. Because sometimes you're so bored, if you don't know anybody, you're just there because you're supposed to and whatever. But they're like, you see her? And it's like, you're like, yeah. You're like, she's having an affair with that guy. And I'm like, no, really? Well, like, tell me more. You know? Hey,
you know what would be interesting is if that person was making it all up, but then they're just telling you anyways.
It's all right. Entertain both of us.
That's actually not a half bad plan. I might do that sometime.
Jason, how about you? Worst person to sit next to at an event?
I hate going to an event and the person who set it up and talks about how much they spent. And I've been broke my whole, you know, most of my life. And I'm doing okay now. But we're like, oh, you know, I only spent $400 on the chandelier. I'm like, shut up. Mm.
Yeah, or the person who talks about all the stuff they did for it. I had to do this. I was here at 6 a.m. I was here. Well, it's your party. You threw the party. Like, what are you telling me? Yeah. When you throw a party, guess what? You're going to have to wake up early. You're going to have to be there to set it up.
I like when they ask questions like, so what do you think of these centerpieces? And then it's like, their sister did it. Well, that was the one job of my sister. And I,
right.
and, you know, I, this wouldn't have been what I would have chosen. I'm like, oh.
Right. You're like, it's all
lovely.
Nice, man.
Yeah.
Like, where's the food, right? So
it's not. I thought they were great. I think they're beautiful.
What like, time is the bar open? Like, let's go.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.